dinero.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Velvet?
Is that Velvet?
Yes, Velvet.
No, the wrong number.
Oh, no worries. Good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you, I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
Okay, well, you said that you will definitely vote or probably vote?
I definitely vote.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race?
My race is black, African, American.
Okay, thank you very much. What is your age?
Age 29.
29 years old? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Perfect. So now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people may say they want the President and Congress most focused on. So for each, I want you to rate on scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Ms. 10.
Okay. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Yeah, 10.
Okay. Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Can you repeat that again?
Sure. Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Is it food research?
No, desserts. Food desserts.
Food desserts.
Yes, in our communities.
I don't know what that is. Maybe I misunderstood the question.
No worries. Sure. Again, it's eliminating food deserts in our communities.
5.
Okay. Thank you very much. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
I think it's getting worse.
Thank you, sir. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Yes.
Okay, will you say that they're better, about the same, or worse?
They are worse. They're not the same.
Thank you. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. So the first one, it's opioids and fentanyl, alcohol, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, cigarettes, marijuana and other cannabis products, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs.
I think all of them.
Okay. Remember that you can select up to two.
I would say alcohol and cocaine.
Okay. So that includes heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. So, tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Yes.
Will you say that you strongly agree, strongly disagree, or just somewhat agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product.
Yes.
Okay, so the first one is Hit Not Burn tobacco products. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar?
I'm not familiar with tobacco. You know, I don't smoke. So I don't really know anything about, you know, tobacco products.
Okay.
You know?
No worries. That's okay. We just want to know your opinion, okay? So e-cigarettes or vapes?
Yes.
Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm familiar because I see people using it on the regular,
okay.
So, but I don't
sure.
use them, you know.
No worries. Will you say that you are very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Very familiar.
Thank you. Oral nicotine pouches?
Yeah, I'm familiar too. I mean, yeah, I see them in the stores, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And will you say that you are very familiar, somewhat familiar?
Yeah, very familiar.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. So, as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, which is the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what will you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, more education in anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market.
I think it's maybe more of the education.
Okay, more education and anti-tobacco advertising.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done, okay? I just have a few more questions. Now, I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. So, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation support, like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have more information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. Or, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication.
Uh-huh.
So which one do you agree with more, the first one or the second statement?
I think the nicotine second statement.
Okay, thank you very much. And will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health, I'm sorry, than smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, I think it's very harmful.
Okay, will you say that it's much more harmful or somewhat more harmful?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
We're almost done, okay? So the first one, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. So from 0 to 10, how much do you agree?
10.
Thank you. So the first one, let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we're not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke. And we should continue to educate everyone on the risks of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do.
Yeah.
So, from 0 to 10, how much you say that you agree with this?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, we'll go with the last statement. We're almost done. So, when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like Naxalon or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
From
0 to 10? 10. Okay, thank you very much. We're almost on, okay? Now, so sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So do you go with strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
Yeah, strongly agree.
Okay, thank you very much. We're almost done, okay? So in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Give me just a minute. So smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
Say that again?
In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No, I don't. I don't smoke.
Thank you. Cigars?
No.
Okay. Pipe tobacco?
Say it again?
Pipe tobacco?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No smoking products.
Okay, no worries. We're almost done. I just need to go through the questions just to make sure, okay? Cigarettes?
Cigarettes?
Have you used cigarettes in the past 30 days?
No.
Thank you. E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Okay. Oral nicotine patches?
Nope.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, just switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Yeah, I'm married.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you very much. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you very much. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you very much. Just give me a minute. Now, and in the 2020 president election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I'll vote for Trump.
For Donald Trump. Thank you very much. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.